Welcome back to Wasatch Channel. My name is Anton Vjeltsin. I'm an attorney in the Southern District of California here in San Diego. Today, we're going to once again discuss the Fourth Amendment, which protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures. Here we have a semi-truck carrying three vehicles being pulled over by a state trooper. The police officer suspects that one of those vehicles contains narcotics. He searches the vehicle and indeed finds some narcotics. The defendant in this case argues that this search was in violation of the Fourth Amendment. So before we discuss the case, I want to thank you for watching me on YouTube and subscribing. If you're listening to the podcast version of this recording, please give it a thumbs up and 5-star review rating. And finally, if you're interested in supporting my channel, go on lostash.com and purchase one of these Do Not Arrest This Person t-shirts. Thanks for watching.
Quick message from Lostash. Are you charged with a crime? Or do you want to know your rights if stopped by police? Watch California attorney Anton Vjeltsin discuss legal cases from the Supreme Court, Ninth Circuit, and California state courts on the Lostash YouTube page. Anton has handled hundreds of federal and state criminal cases, has an in-depth knowledge of the law, and has the best mustache ever. Subscribe to the Lostash YouTube page. That's Lawstache.
Today we're discussing a federal case, United States versus Sierra Serrano. And the facts of the case are pretty straightforward. A state trooper conducting a routine traffic stop and inspection pulls over a semi-truck. This semi-truck is carrying three smaller vehicles. One of those vehicles is a 2004 Ford Escape Sport Track, which is like a small SUV slash truck. This vehicle catches the state trooper's eye. He conducts an inspection and notices that the license plate was newer for this type of vehicle, and inside there were a bunch of air fresheners. He then asks the driver to consent to a search. He asks a backup to arrive with a canine. The dog walks around the truck and indicates that narcotics would be inside. The officers then search the vehicle, and indeed they find 40 pounds of methamphetamine. Now, they take the drugs and replace those drugs with fake narcotics in order to catch the drug dealers. So they ask the driver to continue to deliver the trucks. The driver eventually gets to the location, drops off the truck, and a few days later, Mr. Sierra picks up the Ford and drives off with it. Now, he's later arrested along with a registered owner of the vehicle and another co-conspirator in violation of possessing with intent to distribute narcotics. He moves to suppress the narcotics, saying that they were found in violation of the Fourth Amendment, which protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures. He says that he's the owner of the vehicle because he recently purchased that vehicle, but the only evidence that he had were two receipts that he recently changed the tires on the vehicle. Remember, the Fourth Amendment protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures. And generally speaking, officers need to have a warrant before they conduct a search. However, prior to saying that you have the Fourth Amendment rights, you have to show that you had an expectation of privacy in the place to be searched, and that that expectation was one that society would deem a reasonable one. Here, Mr. Sierra says that he had an expectation of privacy in this vehicle. However, he has no proof that he is the owner of the vehicle. Of course, the owner of the vehicle would have an interest in that particular vehicle, but usually you show a bill of sale or a title or some other evidence that you possess the vehicle. Here, Mr. Sierra didn't have any of that evidence. The only thing he had were the receipts. Alternatively, an individual can show that they have an interest in the vehicle if they're merely possessing it. For example, even if Mr. Sierra wasn't the owner, Sierra might have shown a reasonable expectation of privacy interest in the Ford if he proved he was its sender or intended recipient. Of course, the sender or the intended recipient of a package clearly have an adequate possessory or proprietary interest in the object to be searched because they're sending it or receiving it. Sierra suggests that because he picked up the truck, he must be the intended recipient of the vehicle and thus have a reasonable expectation of privacy in it. But the court disagrees. First, the court says that he might have been the intended recipient of the narcotics, but we all know that you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in contraband. And the second point is the court says that even though he picked up the vehicle, that does not necessarily mean that he was the intended recipient. For example, a thief who picks up a package off your porch does not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in that package. And so here, Mr. Sierra simply couldn't show any interest in the vehicle. And for that reason, the Fourth Amendment doesn't protect him. So here's what you need to take away from this case. In order to challenge a Fourth Amendment search, you have to show a reasonable expectation of privacy. And the first thing is that subjective expectation. And here, Mr. Sierra simply didn't have any evidence to show that he's a sender or a recipient or what's best to be an owner of that truck. I hope you enjoyed this video. Please click like, subscribe, hit that bell notification button so next time I post, you'll be first to know. And if you're listening to the podcast version of this recording, give it a 5-star review rating. And finally, if you want to support my channel, go on lostash.com and purchase one of these t-shirts. Thanks for watching.